Okay, so we'll start Parshas Toldos. There, I like in the Shira many times I like to show how sometimes there's a pshat and a drush, and how the pshat and the drush go oyle b'kana echad. So over here by Birchas Yitzchak, Yitzchak blesses Yaakov. He thinks it's Esav. He blesses Yaakov. So the Torah says that Rivka calls Yaakov, go make matamim. And Yaakov Avinu goes out and takes these two gedi'izim and he prepares them and he comes into Yitzchak. The Torah says, "Vayem Yitzchak el benoy mazem miharta limsoy b'ni." How'd you find the tzayit so quickly? "Vayem ki hikra Hashem elikech lefonay." Hashem arranged it, Hashem orchestrated it. "Vayem Yitzchak el Yaakov gishoni no. Come here so I can feel you. Va'amushucha b'ni. Hatazeh b'ni. Are you my son or not?" He felt him. The sound is Yaakov. The sound is Yaakov, but the hands are Esav. And Yitzchak did not recognize him. Okay, that's one. Then again, I am. Rashi says, "I am who I am." I didn't say I'm Esav. I am. How old were they during the brachas? 63 years old.
Avram was 175.
Avram was 17 when he died, and he died much early in the parsha. This is much later.
That's much later, right?
Yitzchak was 60 at the time of when they were born, and Rashi says he was 123. They were 63. Vayeim hagisha li. Okay, he said, "Bring me, come close to me." Vayichal mitzayv v'ni l'man tevrecha chanavshi. Vayigash leit vayichal v'yavay leit yayin v'yesh. He gave him wine. Happened to have been Pesach, by the way. The Dal Kaisis. V'yesh. Vayimer lev Yitzchak aviv gishon ali v'shakal li v'ni. Give me a kiss. Vayishak v'yishak leit kiss him. Vayarech hazeach v'godav v'yivarcheyu. Okay. Vayimer reyach. He says, "Now I smell the reyach v'ni. Kereyach hasadeh." It smells like a field. Asher baruch Hashem. Then he says, "V'itan l'cheli kim mital shmaim." Then he gives them all the following brachas. So it seems to be he gave them three different sets of brachas. Not my dik, it's the Nachlus Dov's dik. So again, in Pasuk Gimel says, "V'lo yikiroi, ki ha yonav ki yede esav achav seiroi zvayi v'cheyo." That's one bracha. Then again, he starts speaking. "V'yem atazeh b'ni, v'yem ani. V'yem agishali, v'yichal mitzay b'ni, ma'atzvecha nashi, v'yishal v'yichal v'yishal 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 v'yishal." Then again, "V'yem elav yisagav v'gishali, yushkali. Ushkali bini. Vayishaglai vishaglai virchad bay we got a vayvarcheyu." That's number two. Another brach, set of brachas. Then again, "Vayimarei rechad bini gazrechad sotid bay Hashem." Then again, "Vidin lachali kim mital shmaim." There are three sets of brachas. Where else in the Torah or what other mitzvahs do we have where there are three sets of brachas? Every single day. Berchas kehanim. Every day. Yivrechach Hashem. It's every brach is really two brachas, but three categories of brachas. Yivrechach Hashem v'yishmerecha. You are Hashem Panei V'lecha V'chonaki. You saw Hashem Panei V'lecha V'seyim Chim L'Shalom. Why are the three sets of brachas? Again, it's three which are six. Yivrechach Hashem V'yishmerecha. Rashi says Yivrechach means the Mammon. Yivrechach V'yishmerecha, and no one should take it away. So each bracha is really a double-sided bracha. Hashem should give you a lot of money, and you should keep it. The government shouldn't send you a big tax bill. Yivrechach Hashem V'yishmerecha. Okay, so each bracha is like that. You are Hashem Panei V'lecha. Okay, Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha Yosem Hashem. What are these three categories? So basically, the Nachlus Dov explains that the world is founded on three foundations: Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. So we have to serve Hashem with Torah, with our minds, with our guf, and then we can serve our mind with our minds and with our guf. But let's say we sin, if we don't have a way to have kapara, so then what do? So you have Avodah, you have Kabbanis, which are Mechaper for Klal Yisrael. So that's the three categories. Yivrechach Hashem is Yivrechach Hashem Yishmecha, that's money. Yar Hashem Panu Elecha, Hashem should enlighten us. That's very reminiscent of what we say in Davening, V'ha'er Reineinu B'sar Secha, which is Torah. Okay, so first Hashem, we're asking a bracha about mammonus, so we can serve Hashem with our physical means. Be able to do chesed and staka. Hashem should give us as much money as possible so we can serve Hashem that way. That's physically, which is gemilas chasadim. And then Yar Hashem Panav Elecha V'chunecha is Hashem should enlighten us with Torah. Yarsham Panav Lecha Vichu Nakov. We Hashem should give us Torah and he should be gracious. He explains that means we have the ability to generate more Torah, say Chidusha Torah, Plapulim of Torah. And then Yisro Hashem, Yisro, he puts on Tanakh, Yisro always means Kapara. Hashem should be Meichelos, Yisro Hashem Panav Lecha. And then even after he's Meichelos, he should restore the relationship to where it was. And we should always be at peace with Hashem. Yisro Hashem Panav Lecha, Yisro Hashem Panav Lecha. That's what Birkas Kanim. That's the basic brachas of Birkas Kanim. So over here, which bracha is which? Okay, so he doesn't define all of them, but he says unbelievable vart. Okay, before we get to his vart, I just want to tell you a chazal. Okay, so it says that he calls over Yaakov and he says, "Come over here and let me kiss you." He smelled the smell of his garments. Smells like a field. It smells like a gewaldige field. Rashi says Shanasan by Reich Toiv. Yaakov had a very good odor. V'zeh Reich Tapuchim. It's the apple fields. An apple field. Okay, Tysus one place says apples could also mean Esrei. He smelled a beautiful fragrant. Okay, so Rashi before says he smelled him. So Rashi says. Let me find the Rashi. Rashi says Vayarech. He smelled him. Rashi brings the medrash. Valoi ein reach ra yoyse misheta v'izim. He was wearing the big day ace of the chamudes. He was wearing these animal hides. Wow. It smells horrible. You ever go to a petting zoo? It's terrible. You bring your kids to the petting zoo and it's smelling the whole time, right? You do it for the kids. It's terrible. And it smells horrible. So what does it mean? Oh, it smells so gishmak. So Rashi says melamid shenichnasay imoy reach ganeda. Okay, I want to read you, now Rashi just quotes the very briefly, the Chazal. I want to read you the whole Chazal. Vayigash, vayishag lai v'erich ez v'erich v'godav, amir Rabbi Yechanan, ein lecha dove shirich alay kashma l'ashed shal izim, v'ad amir vayarech v'erich v'godav. How can you say he smelled the fragrant, delightful odors of this animal hide? Vayivachayu, al b'shosh shenichnas avinu yakre v'etzel aviv, nichnas ha'imai ganeidah. He had the ruach smelling ganeidah. Okay, Hadod Amrle, Rei Reich Beni Kareich Hasoda. Ubishosh Nichnas Esav Eitzelavim, when Esav later came in, Nichnas Imai Gehenim, Heich Madat Amar, and that's like the Pasuk says, Bazodin, a Russia comes, Vayavikalin, and his embarrassment comes with him. Dov Racher, okay, that's the first part. Now listen to the second part. Vayarech Esreich Begodov, we're going to darshan, Begodov is not Begodov, his garments. It's like Big Marcin Hedron says, Begodov is Miloshin Boygodov. Okay, Yaakov came in and he smelled the Rishoyim that are going to come out from Yaakov. Listen to this Chazal. Kigayin Yosef Meshisa v'yakum Ishtzerayrus. Okay, two stories. Yosef Meshisa. What's the story about Yosef Meshisa? B'shoshu b'kishtayinim likanas ahar bayis. After the second bayis, they were destroying the second bayis. They came on the Temple Mount. They said, okay, who's going to go into the Beis HaMikdash first? Amri yikanis mehem uvehem tchila. Let us go into the Beis HaMikdash and let a Jew go first. That's a terrible patch. Now, demoralizing that is, you have all these Yidden, they're hopeless, the enemies are coming in, and a convert, someone who converted to the other side, it's terrible, terribly demoralizing. He said, let the Jew go in first. Okay. Amrle, they told this fellow Yosef Meshisa to go in. Ul at, umad at matech nidach. They told Yosef as a bonus, you go in, and whatever you take from the Beis HaMikdash, you get to keep. Nichnis. Okay, he's still a Jew. He takes the biggest piece of gold. Nichnes v'hoytzi menorah shel zav. He goes in and he takes the menorah shel zav. Literally carries out this menorah shel zav, this monster golden menorah. Even the goyim said, "Whoa, slow down." Amru loy ein dakar shel hedi lishtamish bezu. They said, "No, that you're crossing the line. That's not for what are you going to light your Hanukkah menorah on it? What are you going to do with it? Right? That's not for a head yet." That belongs to the king. Elul Zman Tinyonos, they told him, go in for a second time. Umadam at Mapik, and go and take something, and whatever you take in, Didach will keep yours. Veloy Kibalov, he changed his mind. Amir Rav Pinchos Nasli Mechon Shoshan, he refused to go in a second time. They said, okay, you want more money? I'll tell you what, go in, and if you go in, you don't have to pay taxes for the next 3 years. Veloy Kibalov, he didn't do it. Amalai, listen to it, Yais Meshisa. Now you have to understand, this is a person who is such a Rasha, he converted, he became a Roman. And he was such a rush, he was the first one to go into the Kodesh Kodashim to plunder the Beis HaMikdash. Yes, how low could someone fall? But now he had a change of heart. It's bad enough that I rebelled Hashem against Hashem once. I should go in twice. What they did to him? They took him. They took a carpenter's saw, some kind of tool. They started sawing his body. And he was screaming out of pain, and he said, "Vay oy oy shechasti lebay, woe to me that I made a Kodesh Baruch Hu so angry." And that's how he died. He died like Kodesh Hashem.
Wow.
And that's what Yaakov Inu smelled. That's what Yitzchak smelled. Vayech reich big adov. Don't read big adov. Elo boy gidov. That's the first story. Second story. V'yakim Yisrael is hayi ben achayish Rabbi Yosi ben Yosef Yisraela. He was the nephew of a Tana. He was the nephew of a Tana. Yosi ben Yosef Yisraela is a Mishnayis. V'avirachav susa b'Shabbos. He was riding a horse on Shabbos. Also Kamei Sharisal Mistabola, and he was riding it near Yosi ben Sered, his uncle, when they were taking him out to be executed, his uncle. And he said, basically, I'll read it in the side, we're running out of time. He said, my horse is much nicer than your horse. They were executing his uncle. He didn't care. It was Shabbos. He's riding a horse. And he said, look at my horse. I'm doing pretty good for myself. So he said to him, his uncle said to him, if look at the Rasham Hashem's reward, could you imagine what Hashem's going to reward at Tzadikim? So the nephew said, you're about to be executed. And there's no one who's lived a bigger life of righteousness, a better life of righteousness than you, and look what's happening to you. And he said, the uncle said, if this is what Hashem does to those who he loves, can you imagine what kind of punishment to those who anger him? And it says that those words, nichnas behadovik erish al achna, the Musa went into him like the bite of a spider. And he had a complete change of heart. And he said, I deserve all Dalad Mises. See, he built a contraption. He built a noose hanging from a tree. Under the noose, he did a bonfire, and with a pile of stones and a sword. And he hung himself. It's a shayla in a place if you're allowed to hang yourself for kapara, but he hung himself. And while he was hanging, the fire burnt the rope. He fell into the fire, onto the sword, and a pile of rocks. And he said, as Mekayma myself, old Dalad Mises Bezin, and that's how he died. So that's what it says, Vayarach Reich Baigdav. Don't read a Bigadav, it'll read Baigdav. That's the Medrash. I want to tell you a Vard. Again, I'm going to say over from the Nachlas David. Nachlas David was a Talmud Muvik of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner started Yeshiva Volozhin. His Talmud Muvik was the Nachlas David. He was the Rav in Pinsk. In fact, years later, when the Beis Halevi and Tziv, there was a dispute in Yeshiva, who's the primary Rosh Hashiva. There was a real fight. If you look at the Psak Din, it's very interesting because it's like modern day issues. Who gets to control the money? Who does interviews? Who does accepting of the boys? So they had a din Torah. They went to Reb Yitzchak Spector, and they went to the Nachlas David and Reb Yosef Slutsker. Anyways, so I just want to say we're half the big avar from him. So what's the Pasha Pshat? The Pasha Pshat is Reach Begadav. He smelled the smell of his Begadim. What's the Drush? Begadav. Now, he doesn't show to the Rambam, but we all know the Rambam. The Rambam says that if you force a Jew, if there's a man that has to give his wife a get, api halacha. Now, you're not going to force someone to give a get, but if he has to give a get, the halacha is makanei sashriyam reitzani. So the Rambam asks, why you're not going to force somebody to give a get? How come if Bezdin forces him, or Goy api Bezdin forces him, you're allowed to force him to give a get? So the Rambam's language is because every Jew wants to do the right thing. Why doesn't he do the right thing? He gets the Yetzirah, mixes them all up. But once you beat him up, and once you beat him up and get rid of the Yetzirah, he reverts back to the right thing. Okay, that's a very, very famous Rambam. So it's unbelievable. In the world of Pshat, what happened over here? There was a fellow, Yaakov Avinu, he walked in. So Yaakov Avinu walked in, it's Yaakov Avinu, and he's wearing very smelling, bad smelling clothing. And it says, Vayarech Reich Begadav. That's the Pasha Pshat. And it says, don't read, right? And Rashi asks the Kasha, Begadav, Begadav smell very bad. So don't read it. So it must be that he came with the smell of Gan Eden. The Medrash says, read it, Begadav, those who rebelled against Hashem. And that's unbelievable, because it's Yaakov Avinu. What happened over here? Yaakov Avinu himself, did he smell? No. What smelled? The garment that he put on. The garment they put on is not you. It's the garment that you put on, you could shed. It's the same thing. A Rosh Marusha, no matter how bad he is, he's Yosef Mashisa. He became a Roman. What is he? He's the essential Jew. He's a Yid. It's just he gets filled with all kinds of craziness. You could shed that. That's Reich Begadav. Begadav and Boitav is the same thing. No Jew is essentially bad. The inherent Jew is good. It's just he gets caught up in Irishkeit. If he could tap into the essential Yaakov Avinu, then you could shed that no different than you're shedding Begadav. So the Drush and the Pshat of Boitav and Begadav are ultimately the same.
Wow.
Yeah, good Shabbos.
It's funny, last night I was wearing the Pirates, just like tomorrow, the big day, but as well.